Aconitum nepalis. Its common name is mongshoot, derived from Dr. Hahnemann and family is Ranunculaceae. Introduction. There are severe remedies derived, proved and established from aconite family. The most important of which is Aconitum nepalis. Aconite is one of the deadliest and most rapidly acting poison, aided through Hahnemann's discovery. It has been transformed into one of the best of the nurseries. It is one of the class ABC nurseries, other being belladonna and chamomilla. Aconite causes turmoil in circulation, belladonna causes turmoil in brain, and chamomilla causes turmoil in temperament. Had it not been for the wonderful curative power which Master Hahnemann found and developed from this wild poisonous plant, we would have been lagging behind and miss a lot in the effective treatment of many acute diseases in their initial stage. Aconite is a short and quick acting superficial remedy for acute and most distressing condition. Aconite is a like storm. It comes suddenly and violently, sweeps over and passes away in the same manner with the action of the remedy. The storm is over and this powerful drug we find a ready solution to many of our starting problems encountered when dealing with many diseases, provided they are in the initial stage and the symptoms corroborate. Sphere of action. Perhaps there may not be any organ, tissue or system in the body which is not susceptible to the action of remedy. Still, it is predominantly act on cerebrospinal nervous system, brain, serous and mucous membrane, blood, cardiovascular system, etc. Pathogenesis. Aconite causes turmoil in circulation. It is capable of irritating brain and cerebrospinal nervous system, producing exalted activity on the circulation, paralyzing the capillaries, resulting in tension and congestion with tendency toward inflammation. The genius of this highly useful remedy is through mental sphere, and it always important to consider the mental symptoms. Its action on heart retards the intensity of this function. Constitution. Physical makeup. Since aconite is purely an acute drug, consideration of constitution is not much important. However, it is indicated in acute cases occurring in plethoric sanguine person with rigid fiber, dark hair and eyes, full of plethoric habit, who lead to sedentary life and who are most in need of aconite are strong, robust people. Aconite is the remedy of rosy, chubby and plethoric babies, people. Temperament. Sanguine temperament. Relation with heat and cold. No defined stamping can be made in this respect. Still, aconite seems to be warm-blooded patient. Miel isora. Guiding symptoms. Tension is a keynote of aconite. Keynote of belladonna is congestion. Due to irritation of the mind, affection of circulation, tension always prevails in aconite patient. Aconite is indication in first stage of any acute case which started suddenly and violently like a storm. It is one of the trials of restlessness, others being arsenic and rustoc. The patient is very much restless, cannot remain in one place. He is full of energy, vigor and strength. As such, moves frequently from place to place. Aconite patient moves quite frequently because physically he is very strong and he can move about. But in arsenic, the patient is too weak to move, although he won't. There is a great fear and anxiety of the mind, intense nervousness. The very face of aconite expresses fear, and this remedy is curative of ailment from fright, mental or physical. The patient tosses about in agony. Life is rendered miserable by fear. Fear or fright are the most characteristic manifestation of aconite. Fear of death even predicts the time of death. In arsenic patient too, there is a fear of death. He feels that the disease is fatal and he is surely going to die. But the difference is that arsenic patient does not predict the time of death, and he feels that the disease is incurable and fatal. Therefore, there is no use to taking any medicine, hence no doctor is to be called. The aconite patient thinks that unless proper medication, he is going to die, and therefore he wants a doctor to be called immediately. Dry and hot skin with a rare sweat. Where there is a sweat is only on the part rested upon. According to Nash, aconite is one of the greatest pain remedy. His types of pain remedy are aconite, chamomilla and coffea. Aconite scream with pain. Pain are intolerable. They drive him crazy. He became very restless at night. The pain is often associated with numbness. Excessive sensitiveness to the least touch. Unquenchable thirst for large quantity of cold water. There is active hemorrhage from any part of the body, both internal and external, uterus or other places. In stout plethoric patient, the character of blood is pure. The bright red accompanied by fear and death and nervous excitability. The face of aconite patient is red or red and pale alternately. Anxious and frightened expression. Sensation of face growing or swelling. On rising, the red face becomes deathly pale and he feels dizzy. Aggravation in the evening and especially at night. Amelioration by uncovering and in open air. Aconite is a drug for the congestive stage of inflammation before localization takes place. Paralysis from exposure to dry cold wine. Mind of the aconite patient. Aconite patients have peculiar mental symptoms which are as follows. There is a great fear and anxiety of mind with great nervous excitability which runs through the whole drug. The very face of aconite patient expresses the fear. The aconite patient has fear of death in any acute disease, fear of darkness, fear of bed, fear of ghost, fear of going out, fear to go into crowd where there is any excitement or many people, fear to cross street, fear to cross bridge, fear of death in pregnancy. There are numerous remedy having fear of death, but the peculiarity of aconite is clairvoyancy, that is the patient predict the death and even the hour of death. If a clock is in the patient's room, he will say that when the hand reach a particular point, he will be nothing but a corpse. This symptom is very striking and peculiar to aconite only. It is the aconite patient who calls his friend around him and takes leave of them. Such a mental state occurring in the course of any illness call for aconite only. The patient seems to have been threatened with sudden violent death, but recovery is also very quick, like a great storm, only to be quiet very soon. The patient is very much restless and he does not everything in a great haste, must change position quite often. Everything startles him. The aconite patient tosses about in agony and his life is rendered miserable. Music is unbearable for aconite patient. It makes her sad. The mental anxiety, worry and fear accompany most of the tribal ailment. Almost certainly this remedy should never be given in case where the sickness is become with patient and calmness. The mental calmness contraindicate aconite. If aconite is to be true, of there must be mental uneasiness, worry, anxiety and fear accompanying the most trifling ailment, intense and uncontrollable anguish, anxiety and great fear of characteristic symptoms. Hahnemann says, whenever aconite is chosen homeopathically too, you must above all observe the moral symptoms and be careful. It closely resembles them. The anguish of mind, body and restless, the disquiet not be allayed. Ailment from exposure to dry, cold air, dry north or west wind, or exposure to draft of cold air. While in perspiration, bad effect of clogged perspiration, fear, fright, shock, heat of sun, excitement, injury, surgical operation, etc.